My favorite one of the year, though, however, is Monty the Fisherman. He's got a knit cap on, sunglasses, a full beard, very hairy, yellow tail, yellow coat. He must love the water because he also has a fishing rod.
Well, I wonder who Monty is. That's what I'm questioning.
I wonder why they chose yellow.
Because of the Gortman fisherman.
Maybe Big Fatty could explain to us why they chose yellow for this guy.
Well, because he likes the water.
I think that's it. It's the color of a slicker, right? The color of a raincoat.
Yeah. Well, you know, don't they show fishermen on a boat wearing the yellow garb?
Yeah, they do. And when you were a kid, did you have a yellow slicker, yellow raincoat?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
When you were a kid, did you have a hairy Big Fatty?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3837 of BFO for Thursday, the 20th of October, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and maybe we'll have time for a voice letter. Big Fatty! Hello, Mechanicals. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're Mechanicals today because, y'all, do you listen to Mr. Cackle's new little show, the FAA or something like that, or Fat Ass Frosty or something? It's a rainbow cupcake is what it looks like, but y'all, it's 99 cents a month. But y'all, every once in a while, he'll throw out a complimentary, a little show, and y'all, he threw one out, on two, I say, no, I guess it was Wednesday he threw it out. Or it may have been two, I say, Tuesday, episode number 10. Y'all, he had a mechanical voice. And it was like, oh, I am Mr. Cackle. I am a hermit. My mother will die if she does not play bingo. Thank you for calling. Yes, a Big Fatty. Y'all, it was crazy. It was just crazy, if you ask me. Y'all, that right there, 99 cents a month for a mechanical voice. Big Fatty, what more could you ask for?
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 20th of October, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, never met this person in real life. I think he may have called in to the little show before, but I think I've gotten e-letters or maybe a Krema card, Big Fatty, from him. Y'all, he is out there. And y'all, I get him and that in Denver confused because one of the two of them have moved, I want to say, to Arizona. But I think it's Gang that's moved to Arizona. Y'all, one celebrating exiting the birth canal today, though, is that Dennis in the Colorado Springs. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Dennis in the Colorado Springs. Where is he from? I don't know. Because, you know, he may be in the Colorado Springs or he may be in the, I want to say it's Arizona, but y'all, I don't remember shit. Big Fatty, well, got you. Thank you, Captain Obvious. So, y'all, if you see Dennis in the Colorado Springs on the 20 or the Metaspace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, we do. We do indeed. After I spoke to you yesterday, we were headed over to have supper. We were headed over to have supper with Olive, and got over there, and it was a lovely evening. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. You know, you've heard me speak of the Capri Lounge over at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. Pouring a manly drink, y'all. Let me just tell you something. Never has anyone said, "Oh, this is too manly." They may ask for some more. Mixer, a big fatty. There's supply chain problems with the mixers. Well, anyway, y'all, Olive's retirement community. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you what. The best way to keep the elderly happy. You just keep them drunk. And y'all, they pour a manly drink over there. Both Olive and I had a Tanqueray tin and tonic. And y'all, I'm gonna say they must have supply chain problems with the tonic, cause y'all, it was delicious, is what it was. But y'all, on the menu, I had the broccoli cheddar soup. And I had a chicken and cheese quesadilla for my supper. Now, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. You know, the Hatterina was in the assisted living. And y'all, excuse me. Now, they did not have a bar where she was. But there are three things. There are three things that the retirement community needs to have. The bar with the strong drinks, you better have some damn good soup, and there better be crackers with it, and you better have good desserts. And y'all, it's like, if you can do those things, it is like restarting your computer at 95%. Of all the problems can be solved by having strong drinks, good soup with crackers, and good desserts. Y'all, it was lovely. We had a nice visit, and one of the ladies that normally joins us, y'all, she was not there. It was her celebration of exiting the birth canal, and so she did come down to the bar. Her brother was taking her out. Big Fanny, were they going dancing? I don't think they were going dancing, but they were going out to celebrate. And y'all, she had been kind of down in the dumps and everything, and had a fall a few weeks ago. But y'all, and she was just like her old self. She's using a walker. Big Fanny, did she have new tennis balls? I didn't check the condition of the tennis balls, but y'all, she was 1,000 times better than she was the last time we saw her. But anyway, enough of that. Y'all, afterwards, the Nip drove on his flattening tires. Your Big Fatty, it goes perfect with the non-existent oil change. It's true. Anyway, I think that the tires are down to about 25 pounds per square inch or something like that, 27 maybe. Anyway, y'all, he's very busy. Very busy. Got back and came back here to the villa, and y'all, I had recorded the little show and bounced it and everything, but I hadn't posted it, so I had to come in and I was posting it and everything, and y'all, I was y'all, it was one of my neighbors. He's been over before, y'all, former coal miner, and he likes to come by and visit, and he's a bobo honker, and been a while since he had been over, he says, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm watching the TV machine." He says, "Mind if I stop by?" I said, "Come on." And y'all, I guess this was about, maybe 8 o'clock, 8:30, something like that. And he brought a bottle of red wine with him. And y'all, I was having some of that ginger drink that guest had suggested to me. You know, when the tummy is a little grumbly. Big Fatty, I am worried sick about Gus Chin. Well, I am too. I tell you what, you worry about Gus Chin, and I'll worry about Patty Bacon. Yes, Big Fatty, that's a deal. And anyway, he came over, and we were chatting, and he says, "Now, I've got to leave at 10:30 because I got to work tomorrow." I said, "Well, that's fine." And we just kept chatting. Y'all, he's renovated his house, he was showing me pictures of that and everything. And 10:30 came and went, and it was 11:30, and he says, "I have got to go. I am not going to be worth a tinker's damn Big Fatty Whitman tinker." No, I think, it could have been Whitman tinker. I don't know. 11:30 came and went, and we just kept talking and everything. Y'all, he wants to go to the complex one weekend. He's never been before, and he would like to go with Big Fatty. Okay, oh, separate rooms, of course. he can kind of get the private tour. Yes, Big Fatty. We were talking about that. I said, "Well, you know, I'm retired. Just let me know when you want to go." And he says, "Thank you for calling." And, we kept talking. Y'all, it's 12:30. And, he was still sitting there. Y'all, the bottle of wine was gone. About 12:45, he says, I've got to go. I have just got to go. And I said, "Well, the toilet is right there." He says, "Thank you for calling." And he headed on home. Y'all, it was in the 40s when he left. Y'all, it's the cold front, the old northeast fetch. The fetch has moved through, and y'all, it's cold. It went down to like 41. Tuesday night, and y'all, the high was like 61 or 62. On a hump day, and y'all, I crawled into the lounge chamber, and y'all, I had the electric camisole perfect, and y'all slept like a baby. Y'all, I didn't wake up until about 7:30 a.m. in the morning, and got up, had my regular morning routine. Did the morning nipple walk. Y'all, it was cold. I had to wear a hoodie. Came back, got my shower, and y'all, then I was off to the Bonds East. Yes, Big Fatty! Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, y'all, as a new, on hump day, went to the Bonds East. Y'all, they didn't have a whole lot on sale. But I did pick up a few things. And y'all, you know, nowadays, if you don't buy it on sale, you're paying too much. Y'all, they have the Hallmark pins. Buy one, get one free. So, y'all, I picked out a couple of nice ones. And actually, I picked out four, so I got two of them for free. Y'all, they were running a special on something called the Nashville Hot Wings. I think KC in Denver had like a Nashville hot chicken sandwich when he was here. They were on sale. Plus, there was a coupon that if you bought them, you got a complimentary iced beverage, any size, y'all. So, y'all, I've been wanting to try that Coca-Cola Zero. So I got me a Coca-Cola Zero. Y'all picked me up a dozen large eggs. Y'all gonna have breakfast at Friday at Fatty's. Y'all had the hefty slider bags, the quart size and the gallon size. They were buy one, get one free. So I got one of each of those. Y'all had the cone checks and the rice checks. Were buy one, get one free, so I got one of each of those. Y'all, you know, it's for the nuts and bolts. Yes, we Betty. And y'all, then they had, they didn't have the bag solids on sale, but y'all, they had a tub of like a spring mix for $3, so I got that. And y'all, that's all I got. Y'all, with my senior citizens discount, I paid $33.81, but I saved $32.69. Yes, Big Ready. And y'all got back here to the villa, and I put away my provisions. And y'all, I had some of those hot wings for my lunch. Y'all, it's made me a little gassy. Betty, everything makes you gassy. And drank my zero cola. And y'all, then I said, you know what? I think I'm going to get out and do a second little nipple walk. Just walked around the inner circle. Y'all, it was chilly. I went walking hump day morning in my shorts and a long sleeve shirt and hoodie. But in the afternoon, the sun was out and bright and everything, but I didn't wear the hoodie, just the shorts and a long-sleeve shirt. And y'all, I got a little chill. Big Fatty, please be careful. We don't need you catching the punomia. It's true. And y'all, then I came back, and y'all, I took a little stool out into the yard. Big Fatty, clean up after yourself. Don't leave that stool out there. And y'all, I just started pulling some weeds and some crabgrass out of the parking area, the auxiliary parking area, and now I'm recording the little show after a little nipper nap. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Oh, Dick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I hope you enjoyed the segment yesterday. Y'all, I've gotten a couple of other submissions, so y'all, there's no time limit on that. When get off your ass and record one for Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, several nice comments about Mrs. Lauren's artwork. So y'all, if you hadn't seen that, head over there to the www. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys from Enormous.
When you were a kid, did you have a hairy Big Fatty?
Oh, Big Fatty, you know, well, they got a hairy Big Fatty now. I'm sure they did at a puberty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.